Non, mais non, mais non, mais non, moi. Eis-me aqui, não sei da morte. Não é que eu digo homem. Freischen du Strampada, Tastin, du Stabast du Fa, Flasso, Wasso, Wasso, Laura, Tascha, Wasso, Fanja, Oja, Lele, 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 Tabshin Baga, Tabshin Baga, Vlasin Roslana, Bagshin Bagin, Balong Shnum Pompashtung, Kurva, Kurva, Lovstint, Lovstint Stong, Baga Shnumba, Bagan, Dashtin, Dashtin, Fusha, Lovstumbaina, Dagen, 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 Lustramana, Feinstein, Kommistama, Dagenbar, Los, Distempai, Tana, Tana. Eis-me aqui, não sei da morte, Dagenbar. Lustamai, este embora, da questão embora, Tastlin, Tastlin, Tastlin e Prastin, Tastlin e Prastin, Brostin, Cadutos, curso de água, Tastlin, Tastlin, Lustama, Lustin, Lustin, Panama. Tabjina, Tim, Day. Amen. Tomislama. Textin, Malay, Nistin, Tampon, Tumpu, Slava, Schlavraslin, I am, 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 I
Hello.
Hello.
We are here to tell you a story that has been with us for a couple of years. And this is a short story, a love story, in fact, between a man and a machine.
This story is about two characters. One is called Francisco, and the other one is called Farco, being the first an actual man, and the second one a machine, a steam machine.
Francisco and Farco have a love story for many, many years. And the story that unites them. Francisco used to work with Farco in a gunpowder factory. And one day, there was a big explosion in the gunpowder factory. One man died, and Francisco was really injured, and he almost died too.
So, in the hospital, Francisco had to make his recovery, and one of the things that made this possible was a gift given by a friend. A friend gave a small picture to Francisco to help him regenerate from the burns. And this picture showed the machine. It was an actual picture of the machine. And this was actually one of the best things Francisco could have had to help him out with his recovery.
In fact, when Francisco woke up, the picture was there, and he decided one thing. The only purpose of his life would be to take care of this machine, and they would be together forever. But this also had a problem with it, because Francisco was kind of attached to a method, a procedure that would be very, very difficult to maintain. So every night, Francisco would wake up, leaving his family behind, heading to the factory, a factory that is no longer working, and he would hit the machine until the machine could be, as he said, alive again. And within this method, he discovered that his main objective, his main dream, would be to fall asleep with the machine. But you know, this could be really, really dangerous, right?
Francisco Francisco was also a hunter, and during a big period of his life, he was actually living, going in and out every day at the factory, to the factory. So he would hunt around in the factory. He would hunt small animals, he would prepare traps, he would make his way, make his life over there. So one of the things that occupied his days, besides taking care of the machine, would be planting some stuff and actually hunting small birds and small animals within the factory perimeter.
One day, Francisco was hunting, probably with his dog, I suppose. And he somehow thought that he was seeing a man waving, maybe nearby a tree. He thought that a man was there, maybe someone he knew, someone friendly. But when he approached this man, he understood that this was a hanged body in a tree, a dead man.
After this episode, Francisco never hunted again, so he stopped hunting.
Thank you.